Mordechai Siman Tov. Towards the end. Remember, the Gemara had a number of things we used. You could do this, you could do this, but there was a curse, Vayatalei, which means you can't do this. Okay, let's take a look over here in the Mordechai towards the end of Siman Tov. Gam ho, the last line. Shemuter lisgor hachalom b'shabbos. Shelo yichaveh haner mepnei haruach. What an important line. It comes from the Rami Rutenberg. There's a window open. If you leave the window open, it's going to blow out the candle. You may close the window. As a result of you closing the window, what happens? The wind does not blow out the candle. So what have you done? You've prevented a wind from preventing the candle from glowing. You've prevented a preventer. I want to show you something fascinating based upon this concept of the Mordechai. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Katan Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah. Reish Ayin Zayin Zikon Yud Aleph. He said, "The din is found in Shulchan Aruch. Im Hoya Pasuach Kenegdo." The door was open. We're going to knock, blow out the fire of the Madura. Mutal the Sagro. You may close the door. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Ein bo mishum mechaber." What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. "Aval pi sheruach hoya ma'avira." The wind to the contrary, instead of blowing, a wind can blow out a candle, but it fans the flames of a fireplace. "Ein bo mishum mechaber." "She'eno tzaklum." He's preventing the wind from coming in. Interesting. Okay. On this basis, Rabosai, I want to show you something fascinating. I'm going to show it to you in these sources, which is sort of secondary, but it'll just be easier for me to find it this way. And you can feel free to look it up. Watch this. I think our first time this year, maybe? Page number. Here we go. How do you do this?
You just have to scroll down.
From here. Okay. So you just press here?
No, I don't think it's possible. Just.
I see. Okay, we'll scroll down. Look at that place. Relax, we'll do this. Oh, I passed. Good. Okay. Watch this. Luna la'achrona putach was developed. Mafseik drama habonui al ikaron shel menias monea. Here we go. Preventing the preventer. How does it work? There's one pot which you put up before Shabbos. Im lo yufra, if it will not be disturbed, it will do what has to be done. You fill in the blank, put on a light, right? For example, umitkan sheni, watch this now, yatzer pulsei or, did you have that word on Thursday, maybe? Pulses, katsar tzurim. What's katsar tzurim? What's katsar mean? What's katsar tzar? Very short. Kol mispar shniot. Every second, This thing is shooting out pulses every few seconds. V'shalcham le'ever photoelectric. I like that. It sends its pulses towards a photoelectric cell. Shebe mitkan hachashmali. Hamonea mimenu esansiya sapu'ula. Okay, so these pulses hit the photoelectric cells and prevents the action from being done. It's not electric, it's a mechanical thing. It covers up the pulse shooter. It prevents it from getting there. When you thing goes down, the system which is preventing the light from going on has been prevented from working. How do you like that? Unbelievable. 81. Oh, where are the footnotes? You have to press on them.
Yeah.
Okay, 81. Okay. Oh, 81. Ayin Masa Choshev, written by Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin, with Kashrus and Shabbos, written by the same author, Ba'asi, the same author, Asbaklai, the same author. Mafsek ze putach aide mechon madai technologi inay halacha Yerushalayim. We'll save time. See if it, for note 82, which is the next version. Mafsek ze putach aide mechon somet. Somet is located in Har Etzion, I think Gush Etzion,
yeah.
Right?
Am
I?
Yeah.
Hello, Shvut. Let's see what did they, what, how do you get back to where I came from? Links?
No, just go back.
Go back. Oh, okay. We go. Oh, so it's not so bad. We go from.
Oh,
it's bad. Okay, not so bad. We'll get here. Let's see what's happening over here. Do we care? We'll figure a way how to do this in a better, more efficient fashion. Okay. Watch. This is one system. Kein putach mafsei grom misug acher. Habonuy al ikaron shel hamshachat matzav. A whole different story. Nothing to do with Menia Samonea, which is the sugya here, which is the, we saw in the Mordechai, we saw that in the Shulchan Aruch, a different verb. What's that mean? Yesh mangenon. What's a mangenon? A system. All kinds of systems are called mangenons. Political systems, electronic and mechanical, man, you know, about a Hebrew word. Hamachaberu menateket hamagalach hashmali shebo v'machzorim kruim. There's a system, and it goes automatic. Mechabro l'digma b'chol shtei dakot. Every 2 minutes it connects it. U'menatko kavur shniya. Okay, every 2 minutes it goes on, and a second later it knocks it off. So the mice, what happens? Nothing. You can't. Goes on 2 minutes, but it's off in a second. You can't even see it. Shuv mechabro bo shtei dakot, meshech shniya achat, kol zeh chalila. Okay, so great. So nothing's really happening right now because things happen for split seconds, but they have no consequence. L'chitza al metek, she'ein bo lo zerem lo metak. There's no current, there's nothing there. Bizman she'magal menutak. At the time that the system, the current, it's closed. It's not working, in other words. Goremis. Shala'acha shamagal yichubar. When it's going to be, later on, it's going to be connected, Rabbi Osai. It's going to be connected, right? Within 2 minutes later. Lo yinutaka morshniya. It's not going to be disconnected after a second as it has been the last 3 hours. Ela ledugma kavod daka v'chetzi. It's going to be on straight for a minute and a half. O shigorim shenot et machzoriut. Tehna shi yachibur yimashek l'meshach shtei dakot. V'inutak az l'meshach shniya achat. V'shuv yichubad. Instead of being off on for off for 2 minutes and on for a split second, it's fakeret. Be on for 2 minutes and off for a split second. It's the opposite. In the Ashtarach lafstik et pulat ha-mitkan, lo chatzim ala mesek, shem ozen ha-koch, zman shemagal shem ha-mitkan v'chubar, l'chitza zu goremez shalach ha-shemagal yinutak, lo yachzor v'chubar, ha-gav ha-shem ha-kot, nimtza shu chozeh po'el v'machzor yutka konemet, goes back and forth in this way. Okay. Let's go and analyze this la-halacha.
You explain second system.
Yeah, it's a little complicated. You can look it up in those various sources of Tchumen. Let's just review. You have a, before Shabbos, you arrange something. Every 2 minutes, something goes on and goes off a split second later. So there's no consequence. Split second.
Split second counts.
It's true, but you want to put a light on. Light's on for a split second every 2 minutes doesn't help you. Now you want light on to be always on, so you'll be able to read by it. You can't read 1 split second every 2 minutes. You can't get too far that way. Now you want to arrange, the light should be on all the time. So how do you do it? How do you do it? So you have this system, right? The way it was originally set up, it goes on for a split second and it goes off. If you can find a way with some mechanical system that once it goes on, it doesn't go off, what did I do? I was just mamshich the matzav. You're not mamshich the matzav, are you not? See, that's a question. Oh. Okay, so let's start the first one. So minyas monea, there are those who say it's okay. These for chole, for security. The same way it's permissible to close a window. Kenegan and there, who monea bekakas aruch with the kodesh lechavos taner. We just saw that in the Mordechai. That's how we started. The af b'omer shemiskaven v'skiva sachalon l'shem kach. What we saw over here in the Mordechai. What did Mordechai say? End of Siman Tov. What did he say? Haruach. And what is it? And that's your kavana when you close it. That's your kavana. Right? Pasha Pshan is right. I think he's correct in this part. The Mordechai never said it's only mutter without kavana. Sounds like he's saying shalom, kadesh shalom, in other words. So far I think he's right. We haven't got to the Achilles heel yet. So far he's right. That's minyas I want to show you the footnote. I can't show it to you until I have to go all the way back again.
What's the other tab?
Like an Uter?
The other tab.
No, but I know that. When I come back here, will I be here?
Yeah,
I'll be
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, now it works? Yeah? Okay. Let's look at the footnotes. 84. Toast is Shabbos. Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Okay. Now, let's just go back and see what he said. See if we're on the same page. Let's see. I hope we're on the same page. We lost it again. Okay, that's what we're upset about. This is ridiculous. That's to be a better way. There probably is a better way. You just don't know it. If you figure out the better way, otherwise it's going to be hard to use this encyclopedia anymore. It's a very good source, but this is crazy. Okay, here we go. Let's go back again. What did it say over here? Give another example. We'll see. Let's open. That was smarter. We know it's in Tosis on Kufkov and it's in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Zayin Tefalah. That I was able to see before we switched screens. Let's go see the original. Always let's see the original and check it out. If you don't check it out, you can't trust anybody, right? Kufkov of Ibiz. Kufkov. Amud Beis. Let's take a look. What's it say here? What is it supposed to say? Chazer again. To close a window, preventing the the wind from coming in and fanning the flame. That's called a mechaber. That's Tosfos over here. Kufcher Chof Mebeis Poseach VeNoel Kedarka. He says Tosfos one line. Tenach Poseach Noel Mai Isura Ika. That's the line. That is the line. If you are Noel closing the Chalon, opposite of Medura, right, and it's not going to blow as much. Mai Isurika, not called the Mechaber. Af Mavsek Roma Kain, Shea Mitkana Chashmali Paul, Machmas Atzmo, Why the Kisui, this Mitkana Pulsim, Eno the Monea Mehemela Friela Pulas a Mitkan. Af Alpi, Shekodama Kisui, Eina Mitkan Chashmali Poel, Ide Minias Hanoas Pulse or Maskulufo. So what? Eina Monea Sagos a Pulsim, Nilaka Mafilas a Mitkana Chashmali. Shereza Domer, now he gives a new example. Rabbi Osei, the new example Rabbi Osei gives of Halperin is nowhere in Shas and nowhere in Rishon. Now getting to the Achilles. Till now he's on firm ground. Watch this. As a Domer, the Eitzim Amunachim Samach Lemadur, there are logs near a fireplace. Vimloti Kobehoesh Asidahili Tofes Behem Vulavira. Fire will not go off. It will catch. They will also catch fire. Shemuto liskar chalon. You're allowed to close a window. For the noa me'aruach with the corners of the chabas amadura. That you're allowed to do with Santosis. My surika. Then he adds, afal pi shaydei kei nasis malacha chadasha shaytz in the lakim in her age. This is a figment of his own imagination. This doesn't say Beferish anywhere in Shas or in Rishon. He assumes that Rav Halper in Shalita, there's no difference whether you just do it and the status quo remains, or you do it and a very brand new new invention of a whole new fire will result as because you close the window. That's what he's assuming. Then he has other chidushim, which are not that relevant to the fundamental discussion. This is the fundamental discussion. This is the fundamental discussion. The question is, where did he see that? It's not in the Mordechai. It's not in the Mordechai. It's just not there. I have to show it to you. They're going to say, Yesh Cholkim. No. Menias Monea is Enoch Osem Alocha when Sho'esh Nish Eretz B'matzava Kodeh Shebezesh Monea Shini HaMatzava Kayam Eno Oseklum. Correct. That is right. It's right from Tosis. It's right from the Mordechai. You'd lock Ner Nosaf, as the example he gave, it's gonna more wood is gonna catch on fire. That's the question, whether he's right or wrong. Who said this? Rav Zev Lev. Have you heard Machon Lev, the famous place? That's him. Zev Lev is originally a Tarantonian who was very close to Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was a Rav in Toronto for a number of years in the early 40s. And he was a Ben Bias by him. He actually paid for the publication of Yaakov Sefer on Chumash. And he writes there in the introduction that he was a Ben Bias and the Rabbi and the Rebbetzin, Rabbi Yaakov's first Rebbetzin, took good care of him. And he was always indebted for his whole life to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he wrote many svarim. He actually was, I think, spent a year not far from my house. And then he came to the once to my shul to speak. A while ago. Very chosh of a scientist and a doer. To make Machon Lev in Yerushalayim is not an easy thing to get done, as you well imagine. It's a beautiful campus. Some of you have been in Grus or Torah Shraga, it's right, it's next door. It's a whole campus and they do a lot of good things. Okay? This is, he didn't like it for that reason. Hold on a second. And then he says, one second. It's like Bitka B'Mavikor Chrisha, which we spoke about a little bit last time. So it's you did it. Ba'od, shelo hitiru el eskiras deles she'nechelem ha'machshia metuchna l'kach. Close the door over there. Aval mafsek roma she'osim metuchna l'chaber l'natek magal chashmali, eno tzrich elodin al prote puloso, v'yeichu po. No. Al kol shem l'chitza al mafsek mischaber magal chashmali, as a result of what you're doing, a new electric circuit will be created. Donim also can mechaber samago. And evdel im hupo al bofen chiyuvi, or bofen shemini asmonea, after eon idun kigrama, and it can also be kocho. Vishyesh lo neliro says, kol am akshirim ki chida akas shlema, vikeven shal yedei lichitza so al mafsek mischaber amagal, vayik mo zora veruach misayoso, shemolechas mafshemos asutora, v'chayev af api she'en al agor. Wow! This is his critique. That's a serious critique, Rabbi Osai. Now there is a problem over here. What does it say over here in Shulchan Aruch? Look inside, please. So over here, Mutal the Sogro, you may close the door, which is opposite the Madura, the Ainba Mishu Mechaber. Okay? Now, when you do that, Rabbi Osai, the question is, what happens? So we think nothing happens. What do you mean nothing happens? Nothing happens. Things can happen, Rabbi Osai. It can impact on the size of the flame. Right? It can impact on the size of the flame. And it impacts on the size of the flame. So why are you, Rabbi Lev, criticizing Rabbi Halperin, what he's saying, that through this Menias Monea, you are creating a brand new flame, a new light to go on. You yourself are guilty in your version of not just keeping the status quo, but have an impact on the flame. So the answer, of course, may be, as we spoke about at the very beginning of the sugya, who says impacting the size of the flame is a halakhically consequential result? Remember we saw in the Shemir Shabbos, it's Ribui ha-havara, but not misfer ha-havaros. We spoke about that. We don't understand exactly why that should be so. If you make it bigger, you're using up more fuel. We had a kasha. The bottom line is, Rav Neuwirth said so. So we go with that mahalach. That question would be answered. That's a question which Rabbi Lev asked, in fact, against himself. Okay, I don't see that here right now in this particular paragraph. Maybe it's in the footnotes. I don't want to turn there right now. Because I don't want to turn there. Perhaps when we finish, look at the footnotes, we'll see a few more things. What about the Tzomet one? What about that one? Let's take a look. Hamshachat Matzav, that's what Rabbi Zev Lev likes. Mutter. What's the comparison? Kiderech shemutar lahaziz es hamesek shalshon Shabbat, kidei shezman hakibuyo hadlaka yisacher. He's making an assumption. Just as you're allowed to move the button on the Shabbos clock, the dial, so that it should go on later, or should go off later. What's that called? Hamshachat Matzav. Here too, it's Hamshachat Matzav. Whoa. Wait a minute. There, it's a Hamshachat Matzav, which is recognizable. The Shabbos clock is on for 3 hours, Here, it's a Hamshachat Matzav of a split second. That's not exactly the same thing. You follow what I'm saying? The split second, it's not even, Craig can't even see it. Because it's not the same exact thing as Hamshachat Matzav for 3 or 4 hours. And besides that, there were those who disagree with the whole Mahalach. They say making the Shabbos HaKo off later is also prohibited. Great Gedolim held that way. We'll see soon. The Oz Nidru, that's a Binyamin Zillah from B'nai Brak, the Koran of the Rochah, And it's quoted from the Chazon Ish also. We'll see soon that he asked that even opening the refrigerator while the refrigerator is running, because it's keeping the motor going for longer. So the assumptions are not necessarily correct. So this is what he says. So I'd like to first show you something a little bit later, and then maybe come back. So once we're in the Shabbos clock discussion, let me show you the whole thing on Shabbos clocks. And then we'll see what he says over here. Here we go. Can you change Shabbos clock? Okay, what can you do? The Acher is my Kibui? What, to make everything later? Yesh Shekosu, Eima B'Shemavir. Eino Goreim Havara Elamon Ne'as HaKibui. Harezik Esoger Chalon Mifnei Aruach. Homedes Techavos HaSoesh. We saw that, right? E Noel Ma'isurika. Tosis Poseach M'Kufchof M'Beis. Right? Look at Shulchan Aruch over here. Rabbo say, Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Get an impression over here. The Ramon. Avolino Belas Kenegdo Mutter. Quoted from the Trumas Adesh of Sibin Nun Tes. But it's really coming from the Tosis on the Kup Chafam and Beis. Mishnah Brura. Shebezein Osaklum. Lo Mechabe Velo Maver. He's maintaining the status quo. There's a source for this. Okay, fine. Kevin Shenapula Shelo Beguf Adavar Adolek. He's not like most of Shem on the Nair. No way. He's just Monea Kibui. Fine. That's Yesha Kasvu. One second, please. Yesh Cholkin. Also La'acher is Shasa Kibui. Shumarech Bekakas Man Legas Anura. However, like most of Shem on the Nair. Shechayev Mishumavir, that's the Oznibru. So, the Rav Lev is basing himself on the lenient view here. But there are two questions against him. One, those who disagree are even by Shabbos Klaks. Notable Gedolim, Oznibru, as opposed to the Chazon Ish. And two, it's not exactly the same, Rabosai. It's not exactly the same. You following me? One, you're extending an hour's long thing for another hour. Here, it's just for a split second. It's hard to not necessarily that that's called an extension. One can consider that an innovation. From one split second to an hour, I'm saying that's a push that should be considered an extension. So therefore, Abosai, since listen carefully, since Rav Zev Lev had a powerful argument against Rav Halperin, and we are not convinced about the correctness of Rav Zev Lev, where does that leave us? Leaves us nowhere. But neither version is really so reliable. I think the Hamshachat Matzah may be better. We'll see soon with based on the sources. But if you ask me, they're both highly questionable. Let's now turn to the Orchel Shabbos and see what he says about all this. Okay. What's the number of pages to add in Orchel Shabbos? Who remembers? It's the Chelek Gimel. I mean, it's a different number. Okay, I have the original. Pick a number. What page is it? I can't see.
Even
Moshe. What's this thing?
Even his reason for being Osir the Shabbos spot because of Moshe Shemesh Jibaner. I mean, the Rush still says it's only B'Devar Dolek. It's still not B'Devar Dolek, really. What's. How does it deal with that?
Moshe Shemesh Jibaner is an Isa Derais. It's a Gemara and
maybe Mistapek in the most.
Mistapek is Osir, that may be the Rabbanan. Most of it is presumably the Raisa. If I want to get a different page, I just. How do I do this?
Okay.
It's called to get the page numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. I want much earlier than the one. Try this. Okay, Machshirei Grama. Bina Hashimish Machshirei Mechunim, Machshirei Grama. nisparsema das gedolei Yisrael shen nishtamesh behem b'shabes af lo b'malka mitzvah v'cholim em b'sakona han af machshir mahmurim al ikaron shal meniya sa meniya o am shabas matzav kayam. No good. Knock them both out. Why? 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 Hagrishal Yashiv. What's he talking about? Machshir anikra kal no it. What does this mean? What's a kal no it? Who knows what this word means? Now I have the vocabulary here in the back. Let's see if that's what I think it is. Kal no it did not make it into here. I think it means an automatic wheelchair. Does that make any sense? Noah means to move. Kal means easy. You want to look up on your dictionary? I think it means the automated wheelchair. That's so much. Next, automated wheelchair. Everyone knows about that.
Yeah.
Got it right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Rav Halpern made one, but Tzomet certainly made one. People, you see people walking around with them? They go around and says, this is made by Tzomet, and it's a grumma, and a shechah matzah. Even he says it's no good. Now, I happen to know for a fact that Shlomo Zalman was making in these scooters, right? He was making the scooter. And he said, this is what the most heartwarming thing about Shlomo Zalman's pshat. He said, look, worst case, in his opinion, it's Issa D'Rabban. Well, we don't make light of D'Rabban this week, it's going to be Chanukah. Who plans light Chanukah this week? Anybody plans light Chanukah? It's only D'Rabban. So what do you mean it's only D'Rabban? Shlomo Zalman said, this Tifa Vart, a deep human insight. Shlomo Zalman said, you can be matir the rabbanon for kavod abrius. The independence of a wheelchair bound person is his or her dignity in kavod abrius. People want to push him around. No, I want to be my own boss. Isn't that an amazing concept? Even if it's a yisur the rabbanon, we mutter b'shem kavod abrius, the independence of the wheelchair bound person is supposed to be pushed around by somebody else. I was very moved by this psak of Rav Shlomo. Those are the Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm not surprised that he said such a thing, but I heard from someone who knew it from the inside. So it worked from a chon tzom. Okay. Rabbi Yashiv, on the other hand, says, no, number one, it's an Isser Gomit. He doesn't like the whole Gromit business to begin with. Doesn't say why. Milvad, this means even if it would be Buddha, technically, the Pirates of Bechomas are Shabbos. V'chein Data, Gamim, Shar Machshir Gromit, as look at Shavuos Yitzchak, which I have, I took it out of the library, I'll try to bring it to you later this week. Page Kuf Lamed Ches. Remind me to show you this. Remind me the page, write it down. Okay? And Rabbi Shmuel Auerbach says, this is unbelievable, the Gav Ovid HaGrashaz Zatzal, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Omar, the Kevin Shanasa Be'ofen Mechuvan, Lo Samalacha, Yeshlomo Lachoshet Groma. This is mind-boggling. Everyone knows Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was behind this whole thing. How can Shmuel Auerbach said his father said it's not called Grum? To you, I don't understand what this means. Maybe he expressed himself somewhat differently on different occasions. But there's too much written that Shlomo Zalman has been masterfully. Even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself has certain things he wrote himself. This is hard to understand. What's Chut Shani? This is the Svarim of Rav Nissen Karelitz. Osa Zos, Vitziain. The sugya de sof perikira, shenis bar betoisus of Rishonim, kamechiluk edinim the sugya de grama, yesh sugya grama asurim in Torah, ufachish mafshirim shaseda plus shenifom lachazman, yesh men shahadav nechshav kemasa gomer. Okay, what does he mean over there? Remember the word that's used over there? Not called gram kibur, it's called kiruv kibur. It's not completely clear. We spent time, we'll have to go back to Shavuot Aruch, we spent time in the Rishonim, a whole shiur about this. What's called Gram Kibbutz, what's called Kiruv Kibbutz, remember the Mechitza Shelek, the whole story, the whole big twist in Mem Zayim and Beis. So if this occurs, Asa the Alpi did, and look what he threw him at the end. At the end he says, the Chazanish and the Nidon Acher. We know what Nidon Acher is, the umbrella. The umbrella. Us who kill the Meshe Ebenei Torah, but the Mamasa the Chacham, Likdar B'Makam HaPirza, Mizay Yosef Chamam Yisef Prata L'Yachid, Kizay Geder la olam kula oladoros. Remember the Lashon Shmir Shabbos? Geder gadru gedoli adoros. This comes from here, by the umbrella. So Rav Nissen, who's his nephew, said, I am making the geder when it comes to gromos. Can't do it. Let me tell you a story. The stipler was Nifter in 1985. Right? The guy noticed from the inside. Rav Shach was planning, that was the meaning of those days. At a Levaya, you wouldn't just praise the Nifter, but you'd also make policy statements. There were tens of thousands of people, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, I don't know who they have with. He was about to get up and decry these Grubber switches. He thought also was a big piercing. And he didn't do it. You know why he didn't do it? It proves that I'm right. He didn't do it because Rav Shlomo Zalman was in the audience. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was there, and he knew Rav Shlomo Zalman was advocating things. He scratched that from his remarks. I know someone who was a Bikurim to Rav Shach. That happened in 1985. A long time ago. Almost 30 years ago. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was already on record then. Rav Shach was opposed, but he didn't want to talk about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman was present next vote. Yeah, yeah. Someone who's been biased by Rav Shach. Okay, Adkan, I've always said.
Dr. Proof's coming up
racist stuff. What?
Dr. Proof's not coming up racist stuff.
Maybe it was just covered top of Chochum, not just covered up racist stuff. You're right. I don't want to put more than. That's what I was understood. In any event, I've always said. In any event, the idea that was found before, the Dark of the Kach, comes from the Sugya of Masechta Baba Kama by Zorev Ruach Mesayosa. Rav Zev Lev, who was opposed to the Menias Menia, quoted that Gemara of Zorev Ruach Mesayosa. He said, that doesn't apply to me. Oh no, not me. I'm just Mamashik Matzav. I'm innocent. I'm only Mamashik Matzav. You can't get me, you can't knock me down based on Baba Kama Dav Sama. That only knocks down Grummas, Menias Menia. Yes, he's right. But I still think the problem is number one, that Mamshik Matzav only apply to a visible Matzav of duration, not to a millisecond. And number two, even Mamshik Matzav is viewed by many Gedolei Poskim as adding fuel to fire. So therefore, I'm not so convinced that his idea works either. So therefore, I told you before, I'm against all the grummets. And when they wanted to put a grummet switch in the phone in my shul, I said no. The doctor has to call and call the regular phone. Part of my hidden agenda is, I'm not sure what the big issue of the regular phone is either. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I didn't want to grab a switch in my shul. Then the people use it. Oh, I could do it for the doctor. Sure, I'm only a lawyer, but you know, if the doctor could do it, so you know, I don't want it in my shul. So we don't have it in my shul. I think Ramesh was opposed to this grammar stuff also. Remember when I didn't put it in my shul, word got to one of Ramesh's grandchildren and gave me a big extra card, not allowing it in the shul. This goes back a long time. Okay, Ramosa. Let's discuss now thermostats. 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 Let's go back, way back. Oh, watch this. The Karer Chashmali. Okay, what's halachic status? No, I'm going to go back even further. Try this. Here we go. Mekarer u'makpi. Were we on this page last week? One of those words we saw. What's the problem? When you open the door, hot air comes in, causes changes in the thermostat, right? What happens? Thermostat. Hot air comes in and puts the motor on, right? Gives you two kinds of thermostats, okay? We're both getting any people handy in electronics here? No? I'll give you a little bit of a crash course. There's a mechanical thermostat. It has some gas. And when the temperature goes up, it causes two metals to connect. You know, it's like it inflates. And it closes an electrical circuit that puts on the refrigerator's engine. When it gets colder, it shrinks the gas, it gets less, and they separate from each other, and it close, and it stops. The mumchim say this hashpa takes time, at least 1 minute. To tie up in the fridge, at least 1 minute, so the hayek can come in and impact on the thermostat. And it can't happen right away, impossible. If it happened right away, it's not because he opened it, it would happen anyway. So Rabbo said, don't feel bad. If you open your fridge, oh, the motor went on that split second, nothing to do with you. It would have gone on anyway. There are new kinds of ones. You know what you have in your fridge. Analog or digital thermostats? Who has one of those in his house? I never even heard of them. Analog or digital? Has some kind of electrical stuff, slow current. Okay, whenever it gets hot, there's more current. It's a certain level of current. Once again, something closes, and the machine, of the motor of the fridge goes on. In the digital ones, again, even the numbers change on the how cold the refrigerator is. This thermostat, the Knisas Avir is Mihirayoser. It's more quick than a typical thermostat. Orechet Pachot Midaka, less than 60 seconds. But in most cases, Ein Knisas Avir Mashpia Ba'ofen Miyadi V'adayin HaRezeh B'geder Gromo. Uvifrat, especially, Im HaChayshan, the sensor, Nimsa B'tocha Mekarer Shalom B'samach L'Pesach. It's first in. Rabbi said, where's the thermostat in your fridge? Anyone know where the thermostat even is? You go home, look. I guess you can find it. Did you find it? Can't even find it. It's hidden somewhere. If it's in the back, then even if it's analog or digital, it's going to take a little while. Less than a minute, it'll take a little while. Okay? Rabbi Osai, on this basis, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is matirit. Shlomo Zalman is matirit. Okay, let's see if we can find it. Let's see if we can find it over here. Watch this. Watch. Yesh, there are three opinions. Yesh, watch. Ein leftoach as a makarer klal af b'shoa shemano poel. Even if it's on, you can't open it. Why? Because you're extending the use of the motor. Yesh itiu leftoach as a delas a makarer b'shoa shemano poel v'osu leposko b'shoa shemano poel. The middle view. You can open to extend the motor, you can't open when the motor's off. Yesh itiu leftoach as a delas a makarer af b'shoa shemano eina poel klal. That's what I quote from Shlomo Zalman. Look in the Torah. What's the problem? You know what the problem is. We spoke about it before. The hada is going to come in, and it's going to cause the motor to go on. So the Chazanish disallowed it when it's not on. Rav Moshe disallowed it, he says, or suggests this line when it's not on. Okay? And the Chazanish said, even if it's on, you shouldn't open it. L'chatchil. Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Shlomo, Aleph Yud Osvav, it's mutter. Afishah Shamanoa Hakiru Eina Poel. What's the reason? Eager Hashash Yisrael Shabbat Paulus Amano, Bishamil Lachas Machstach Bone, as Chazanish said, because he holds there's nothing really wrong with the electric circuit. So the Chazanish is worried about Bone. But we had his point weeks ago. Mistab Tved al Gabi Makarer, Lo Yisim is there, even according to Chazanish. Why? Shum Shah Makarer, Kvam Mutkan Karaui, Romea Kunasor, Ruya Lefol Vishazatzor, Vizah Seder Pulaso. Should the farmer mamano obey the farmer who shall base? You should have said more than that. It's going to break otherwise. It's going to ruin. It's going to freeze the food otherwise. Remember, Yisrael Chazanish said, "Not if it's going to go off to save electricity. It has to go off because otherwise it doesn't work properly." He's makater here. We spoke about this already in a different place, right? And it goes off by itself, and it's only a question of grama. He's making it go out earlier. Shabbos kufchaf. Yisrael grama is kavish ashvusin. Grama Shari, Mutta Makam Hefsten, Maman, Makam Mitzvah. It's only Psikration Begrama. Psikration Begrama, that's the key word of the Shilta Girama we keep talking about. Psikration Begrama's Mutter. We call that time of Manal, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's permissible, even if the motor is not running. But the Chazanish is worried about it. He's worried about it. Again? didn't like it. While it's on, what could be wrong? It's going to go on longer. What can be bad with that? You know, can't know the reason to know me malachol leherosos. You got to close the door on both sides so the wind shouldn't blow out the candle, and therefore there are those who are matir to open the fridge when the motor is running. Moshe ben Chasitzcha Chazanish said no. He wasn't matter even when it's going on. Why? Why? Didn't say why. Maybe he was worried that you're extending the status, like a Benjamin Zilber was Talmud from Bnei Brak. Extending it is a problem. And maybe he's afraid to use up more electricity from the generator, or whatever it is, it's going to be also a potential problem. And you have to have a time. You have to have a put on a Shabbos clock, that the thermostat's not going to work. That's what they did in Bnei Brak. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a letter to them. Once it happened, they forgot to put that Shabbos clock on the fridge. Chaznev was matir to open it, even when it was when the motor was running. And even not didn't ask a goy, you can't find it, Bnei Brak. But he didn't ask a cotton to do it. Even a goy was allowed to do it by Mrs. Chaznev, even though he held the chumrah, it's only the chatchila, while the motor's rowing. But if the motor's not running, then it probably has to completely. Atkan, we're reading over here.
It's
much better than the grommet switch. With the grommet switch, you do something and it's de facto, it's going on right away. And you're a mechavik to put it on right away. Here, it's ain't a mechavik, and it's going on later on. You don't. You want to get the food out. That's your kavanah.
It's better to have mice that's going to spoil if it doesn't go back.
You want to get the food out. That's what you want. The fact that the motor's going to go on is what we call a psigration. Yes! Of segregation, the nichola.
It's right.
But you're not mechaber. Right now, I want to get the food out. And Shlomo Zalman went as far as to say, Mincha Shlomo, as we shall see later on, Grommet's fundamentally mutter. Grommet's shari. It's true, Rabosai, it is true, not denying it, that the Mordechai, Rabosai, said only the Machmes. We saw the Mordechai at the Bishit last time? And we saw already, right? Shit side of test. Rabbein Yolo. But there are those who say Rabbeinu Yoel has no allies. It's a unique shita. Yeah.
Doesn't the Shulta Giborim also mention that maybe Grama is only by Kalikra?
The Shulta Giborim has a whole different shita b'chlal. He's only matir Grama by segregation. Correct. But for those who are matir Grama in general, it says Grama Shari. We'll see. We'll read the shita very carefully later. You are correct. But they. You know, I got the line. I want to tell you where I got the line from. See, no one believes me anymore. I'll tell you where I got the line from. You're right not to believe me. Don't ever believe me. Anything. Don't trust anything I say. Shulchan Aruch. Straight to the Taz, in Ilchus Yom Tov. Why is that going on? Uh-oh, sorry, my fault. Look at the Taz. Watch this. Talk about a Ner Shel Shava. Ram Mehiris Kibu and Amuta in a Gorb Dava Chutzla. We saw this last week in the rush. We'll come back to this rush many times still. Okay? Shafel Ferris. We brought it right from Shafel Ferris. We'll get to that writer again. Let's go further. Kosev Amorachai. Loetiru Gram Kibu and Mokum Hezek Dafka. Okay, that's what the Mordechai says. Rabbeinu Yoel. I Malcolm Hezek the Rabbi, right? That's what he says. He says it's a problem. This is long. Here, Yesh Lach Afil B'Mayim Kilo Matzanu Chovel Rabbeinu Yoel B'Zeh. Taz is, there's no ally, none. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, okay, so we can't accept what Taz says of the Gamri, but if it's Rabbanon, we can be Megel. Rav Zalman and Rav Shlomo, we can look it up, says, by the Rabbanon, we can be Megel by Grama. It says by the Rabbanon, he means Ikram by the Rabbanon. Otherwise, all Kibbutz are Rabbanon. They always say, Shechel Gufa. Right, follow me? It means Ikram by the Rabbanon. I just wanted to share that to justify what I said, the Taz is a Beferish. You're right, Shulti Gibar is a Chaver, but it's a different sheet completely. It means among the mainstream Poskim.
Because he's more Mafra in general?
Right, right. It's a totally different sheet. We'll come to the Shulti Gibar a few times. Let's go slow. Fine. Now.
So how,
yeah, I'm sorry.
How is this by a refrigerator? Even the motor is on
the prop, right. So you had to put a Shabbos lock on it. And you only opened it up at a time when it didn't impact the motor at all. That's what he said. Let me show you something interesting in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. You have to start from each time start from the beginning. Can't help it. Okay. Just can't help it. No way, no shorter way to do this that I know about. We'll get this. Be patient. We'll get this. If you see a number, let me know. I can't see. Oh, we're here, right? We're here. Watch this, Sir Wilson. Look at this. He's talking about the refrigerator again. Watch. Sikresha. Oh, so someone to say, look, let's take a little bit further. Acha shebishah sheposechas adeles adavas sofik ima manoah yufal adei psichosu immediately. Although, ain't the psichresha. Some say, it's a sofik l'sheovar. A is a dargo higiak for a chom betoch a mekarer. In other words, for all we know, the thermometer, the thermostat, is just one teeny, teeny, teeny bit off from the motor go on level. You open it, boom. Yeah. Haimel eino yad. Dargo higiak, eizo should be dargo higiak for a chom betoch a mekarer. It's a suffix issa, shem upsik resha, located in the of the Ocean. That's put there anyway. Why? It's the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon Lahakil. And most of the time it won't go on right away. More than that, we said before, if it goes on right away, nothing with me. It would have gone right away anyway. It takes a minute for it to go, as we saw before in Ochel Shabbos. Some say no. There's no hetter. Grum is the Rabbanon, even as a psik resha. And not the Shemesh Tamidi. Okay? Some want to say, Rabbi Osai, it's a psikration to lo nichale. Why? Ein lo rota shikones avir cham lemekarer. I'd rather get my soda out and not have any of the hot air get into the fridge. So it's lo nichale. The b'chilas kvodo, in my opinion, that's, how can you say such a thing? You want the motor to go on! Of course he didn't want the hot air to get in. That should be an irrelevancy. You want the motor to go on, as you said before, the food should stay fresh. Who cares if you didn't want the hot air to go in? This is a tumult in Poskim. Should we say it's low nichle because you didn't want the hot air to go in? Or should we say it's nichle because you want the motor to go on? I would say it's nichle if you ask me. It's a shayla. And he says over here, Abosai, look at this. Some say you can't even open it when the motor is running. Who can most of Shem and Lanair? A lot of typos in this. Isn't it amazing? The Eina Dome. It's the second typo I found, just in a few lines. Eina Dome, not Homer. The Soge Chalom of Neruach. Sheze Eina Mavir Mavir Ela. Another typo. Ela Monea Kibui. Mashenke Neposech Esadela Shemarach Wazavar. This is what Binyam and Zilba said. I'm afraid to go out of here and look at the footnotes. We'll just leave it here for the moment. But look at 41, you'll see that somebody said that, okay? Now, boss, I have the encyclopedia right here if you want to look at it. It's on my desk and then in my office. I'll show it to you. You can take it. Look up all the footnotes. Fine. Now, next question, boss. Next question. I open the refrigerator. May I close it? What do you say about that? Can I close the refrigerator? Here we go. Skira stella samakare b'shavis. Yesh akosu lahatir avkshe manoa makare poel. Even though the motor is running now, and by my closing, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Rabbi Osai? It's going to go off earlier than otherwise. It's okay. Afa pishem min yaskis is havercham l'socho. Gorem esak dimes hafsakas tepulas amanoa mutter. She'ena osa masa ligram hafsakazu. Ela monea mehavir acham edikones tocha mekare. Again. Right? So this should be permissible. As we have over here, we saw Toysus Poseach, Noel Mayisura Ika. Mayisura Ika. Right? Fine. I want to share something interesting about that. I want to show you a book on Avram, if I may. In Simon Reish Ayin Zion. Before any further, I want to forget this here. Where are we? Mefarshim, Shulchan Aruch, Mefarshim. Watch this, Rabbi, something very interesting. This is going to be very, very relevant. Halacha Lemaisa. Very relevant. We saw the moment Avraham, Rabbi Osai, and Simon, Reish, Ayin, Zion, Sivkot, and Vov. What does it say? You have it in front of you. Mutal the Sogro. Rabbi, let's take a look. Open the Shulchan Aruch. The words Mutal the Sogro. It's N and Siv Beis. What happened? There's a door open by the fireplace. You may close it. It's not Mechava. Why? Vafilu hala Ostrin Vesov Simon Reish Nuntes Hocha Shari De Bebayis Yesh Avir Harbe Velo Domin Le Mapuach. Strange thing. What's he saying over here? Those who have a Mishnah Brura should turn. Well, I'll show you myself, but let's go to Mishnah Brura, Reish Nun Tes, please. Sivkot Mechafal. I'm not going to see these in print, not just on the screen. Reish Nun Tes, Sivkot Mechafal. What does it say? It says over here, you have an oven, and there's a certain coals that are fiery. You can have a guy to do what has to be done. But you shouldn't do it yourself. You shouldn't do it yourself. The cost of a Mogan Avram, but with small yud cheses. Kosel Mogan Avram. The Davkun Shemanicho Habi Pasuach. Avanicho Rak Ma'at Pasuach. Yesh Lesa Mishum Mavir. The Teva Haruach Lios Mefiach Derech Negev Koton. The wind will blow more through it. You ever see this true? Get a little opening. Phew! The wind whistles in. The Dama Le Mapuach. What's the Mapuach? What's Mapuach? I'm going to go up Mapuach. From Lashon Hafachah to blow in. A little kind of gizmo. Well, you tell me what the giving translation. Okay? That you blow through like a little pipe. Umavir Yosef Atanur Me'ilya Pasuach Lagamre. What do they call it?
Blower.
Blower. Very nice. Blower. A blower, good. Let's take a look over in the original Mogan Avraham. In Reish Nun Tes. Reish Nun Tes, we're also in the Mogan Avraham. And the Sivkot Yud Aleph. Look what he says over here. Sheminiach habi pasuach. Habi kilo haya pasuach mitchila. Aber miniach mead pasuach. Pshila da ruach mafiach viyosu ledata. Nearly, the Chesh bar besocho. Ava chumas adeshen, who's making the mode of the yosu the sasso the garmi. The gorem kibui. Sheesh nichpe, here's a key word. What's the key word here? What is that word? Did you read it? Mehera. Doesn't say miyad. It's mehera. Lo dami reish ayin zayin. Hosnish avir harbe bebaris. Mashenki betana. This is a mind-boggling word. In Mogan Avraham. Until now we distinguish between miyad and the achazman. He says not only is miyad prohibited, but even what? even Mehera, perhaps the Sharatzian, who says, Yudches, that Elio Rabba is mefakbek olav. I didn't get a chance to look it up yet. Perhaps Elio Rabba holds that Mehera is not enough. Has to be beyond. I don't want to say, I didn't look it up yet. How do you define Mehera? Rabban Kotlas Atzal has a lengthy piece about. I'm sure it's taking a long time again, but I have to show it to you. About refrigerators, the whole shuvah, it's Mishnah's Rabban, the shuvahs, about refrigerators. Where's refrigerators? Makara, Tarpav. Okay, take a while to get there. Rabban has a whole piece about it. Can I see what pages are up to? Can't see anything. What are we up to? Close. Okay. Here we go. Take a look. See what it says over here. The carrot. Okay? Watch what Rav Aaron said. Watch, look over here. What? Something's wrong. You know what? It's probably under the thermostat. Oh man, what was that? Stop at the beginning again. I need it, I can't get out of it. Where's thermostat? Thermostat, oh, found it. Thermostat, here. What are we talking about over here? Closing the door of the refrigerator. Some say, Yeshin is stab guadova. Im zedoma lamashe, osu lisgar tanur, sheish bo eish. Why? Keva shaydei skiroso b'fnei avir nichpes o eish. Bakibu maskil miyad. Oshudoma the Sogar Chalom Neruach Shemuter. It's 54 as Rabban Kotla. He's not sure the Metzias is. How quickly does it happen? He has an impression it's not completely clear what the Shear is. It's really hard to know. Now we're also back to Orchel Shabbos to see a little more Lemaisa here. A few more pages. Watch this. It's all very relevant to each and every one of our houses, every single. Did I tell you a story about my Rebbe 50 years ago with the refrigerator? Did I tell you a story? A great story. 1964, I was just graduating from high school, and I was privileged to be invited by my Rebbe, Rabbi Zadel Epstein, Zeichet Tzadik Livroch. He was a big tzaddik, lived for a very long age. He moved to Yerushalayim. He was a mashgiach of Torah Or. I actually met him once back in 1993, which was almost... It was almost 30 years after I was out of the shir. My son asked to please meet him. I went to the picture of me even with him. He's a great Rebbe and I have great fond memories of him. We went to Shabbos to his house. It was in East New York, in a fading neighborhood. He and Rav Pam were the only Rabbanim left behind. Everyone had moved out of the neighborhood, so it was not at all safe to even walk there. Bekitzer, we went there for Shabbos, and Rav Zeh was a very calm person, very calm in nature. Also, this time for Shalosh Shudas, I see him pacing the floors. Something's bothering him. I don't know what's bothering him. Finally, after a few minutes, he gives up and tells his son, my classmate was there, go call somebody. He calls in a guy. The guy comes in and opens the refrigerator, gives him a candy. Kid. Shot was, I didn't understand at the time. He held the gemosha that preferred not to open the refrigerator unless the motor starts to run. He was ready to get late before Menachem got Shalosh Shudas, and the motor refused to start. He's pacing. Still something. I had to call the guy to do it. As I said, what about Musi was, he could have asked me to do it. Could have asked me to do it. It about Musi. He wouldn't ask me to do what he wouldn't do himself. I learned the lesson, not just the lesson in Halacha, but more important lesson in Musi. He was pacing, and it was delayed. He was nervous. He was upset. But he wouldn't ask him to do it. Finally, I get up and I ask the guy. Gedolim of yesteryear, Abosai. Let's take a look over here and see what it says over here. What about an air conditioner? Can you open the door in your house with a mazgan? The air is going to come in and affect the thermostat. Mutter. Why? Sigresha begrama. The pilpul is a nichale or lo nichale. He suggests it's lo nichale. You don't want the hot air to come in. And I thought most possibly it's nichale because you want the motor to go on. Okay. Watch this. And this is better than a fridge. Why? Because the hashpa of knisas avir rechok leyoser in a near cloud of garmalach. It's too far further away. Rabbi Yoshim is making. Look at that. Ma'or HaShabbos. Can you get Ma'or HaShabbos on Ocher HaChokmah? Be able to check it on your screen while I'm on? You have to screen it? Just check. You have also, I don't want to get off this for the moment. See if they have Ma'or HaShabbos. If they do, I'd like to see it. If they do. Of course, Rav Yashin. Why? Have Ora Shalo Kederech. We had a long schmooze about this when we started this week. Remember that? Talking about whether Shalok Kederach is defined by an abnormal act or abnormal way to do the malacha. And we thought, not so posh it over here, except for segregation, we thought it was a more tzadahok. Rabbi Yoshev considered this to be what? A Shalok Kederach. The Kaven Shayna Osa Pula Begufa Machshirak Moser Azadelas Acheder, and the other no suffering, you can be made. And look at Mem Dalet. From Rabbi Yoshev, we'll get to her Mem Dalet and Chiddush Nifla V'Neira. The normal way is to turn the machine like this. To walk in, it's not normal. Maybe it's not normal. The whole day long until it goes on. But Yaakov holds like me. But we'll see when it comes to segregation. We'll go back to Chazar. Next week, Chazar. Chazar is among many other things. This what's considered Kederach. We'll get back to it.
How close can the thermostat be? Day, like
the thermostat is on the air conditioning machine.
On the wall.
No. The air conditioner, it's built into the machine. Yeah, it's into the window.
Your home.
You're talking about a heating system.
No, or air conditioning.
Oh, central. Excuse me. I'm a push of the year. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not a teenage homeowner without any called central air. I'm a push of the Jew, which has, we have window units from the Fria de Gador.
So hot air coming in is not so fast. The cold air.
We'll count to that.
Very fast.
Okay, yeah, we'll count to that soon. And also of the Karelitz is making. He said it's not a segregation, whatever it is. Now, is it considered to be Shinoi or considered to be Urche? So he wants to know. He thinks, if the light's going to go on and go off, you normally do be a dying. So then he can argue, maybe it's considered to be a Shinoi. I'll have to look and see. Remind me to look at Perek Lamed, Ein Gimel, see what he says there. An alarm? That's not called a shinui. That's the way to put the alarm on. That's the normal way to do it. And thermostat? He's not sure. Do we say that's considered the normal way to do it? Or it's considered to be shinui? Because the normal way to do it is just take the machine and put it on. Now in central air, you never put it on. In central air, he's saying it's surely not going to be called a shinui. Because you never put it on. My house, I go look at the machine on and off like this. Wow, if we have more chomer to call it essential air than my air conditioning. See that? Once in a while, the old-fashioned system has a lot to be better. Okay, that does a job, but because he says it's like this. Hadlakas machshir b'yadayim, put on the machine. Or, chidush pulas ha-manoa tokadeh z'man hadlakadeh thermostat. So the Ma'or Shabbos heard from Rabbi Yashim Shlita, then Shlita. It's called Kalachayat. Do we have it, Ma'or Shabbos?
Who's the author?
I have no idea.
I mean, I have some safe Kumara Shabbos.
It has a Chelik Dalet?
Did
you have a Chelik Dalet? Take a look. See, it'll be Chelik. Doesn't have four Halakim?
No.
Is any? Just one volume?
I think, I'm not sure if there's like a Halakha safer.
It's more about the Ashkof of Shabbos. Yeah, I'm not against Ashkof, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Chidush
Rebbe, no. Not, or HaShabbos, yeah. With a head. Yeah. You don't have it, except for that one.
Yeah, they have a Hebrew book.
Hebrew books?
No.
They have what? No, they don't have it?
I don't know.
Someone's going to go to the library? I don't think they have it in the Spanish, do they? I doubt it. Someone should go to the library to see. I want to see what it says. Okay, the doubt? We should see it tomorrow, Shia. If you don't get it, remind me tomorrow to get it myself. Okay? Fine, Rabbi Elsad, let's go further. Let's go further. So this is the, is what he says. As a matter of fact, there are those, despite the fact that there are those who consider it to be B'shinur, he quotes it from Gedol Yonah, right? And everyone agrees. He quotes over here somewhere that Shmuel Arbach considers it to be Da'ak Avakach. Where is that quotation? I guess it's somewhere, I don't know where it is. Somewhere he quotes from Shmuel Arbach that's considered to be a norm. Where is it? Somewhere in the footnote, I'm sure. She knew it not. Somewhere it's quotes from Shmuel disagrees. Fine. Now, may you open, Rabbi Osai, the oven door. What do you say? Oven door. Tara afia shemutter no termostat. Is it us or is it mutter? What happens? If you open it, it's going to affect the thermostat and the fire is going to go on. This is more chomer than a fridge. Why is chomer the raisa? So the Chazanish who says it's also even when the refrigerator is going, so too, and even Kavachomer, you can't open up the tab even when the fire is going. You need a Shabbos clock somehow to do it. Those who matter with a thermometer are also matter when it's those who matter with a fridge when it's on, we matter an oven when it's on. Those who matter when it's off, we matter another when it's off. Who said so? Even though some of Rav Shlomo Zalman's svaras don't apply to an oven as they do to a fridge, because it's a doraisa, okay? And here, whatever it is, nonetheless, he says as follows: Hoyer Rav Shlomo Zalman, lahatik amazeh. Who said so? Maora Shabbos Dalit Tezvav Yud Beis Grama, and again Eino Derech Adlaka, and again Eino Meskaven. Sick Reisha Begrama. He also considers it Shaloka Derech. What is the Derech? Take the handle and go like this. That's the Derech. Now Rabosai is against the Shemir Shabbos L'chosa. The name of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. I don't know his name, but the Shemir Shabbos always followed Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. That's a pella to me. But here he doesn't. Oh no. Perek Aleph, from the opening Perek, Rabosai. Not just the opening Perek. It's a pella in Perek Aleph, Sif Lamed Hei, and footnote Sadi Aleph, he says, Fakarek, this is page 105. The 90 page edition. Here, look. It's a matter of fact, not a matter of day. Ooh. Oh, we have a technical problem. Tanu Gaz. Shechomer Aishabo Bukhurade thermostat. Os the Shabbos of the Shabbos. Shkem Psychas Delto Shaltana Asuya Ladlik Ulahakla Halahova Skirasa Asuya. Yeah. And the bottom he says in Sadi Aleph. Look what he says. Petano Gaz Al Pirov Halahova Gedela Miyad. What? Gedela Miyad? There's iron in Rav Shlomo Zalman Sefer. We thought Rav Shlomo Zalman is a Mekil, as quoted in Mora Shabbos. So something is fishy. I will say, remind me, to me, put on my desk tomorrow, the Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph, we should look at it together. Open it. Yeah, the oven is on. Some people keep their ovens on Shabbos. We usually don't. You open it up, take out a kugel, then you open it up, it's gonna get high right away. Rabbi Eider, Rabosai, Rabbi Eider, Zichron Lebracha, was a Talmud in our yeshiva before he went to Lakewood, wrote a thing called the Halachos of Shabbos, the first one in English, the first one that came out was his. He had it downstairs. Said he did an experiment. You know, the oven, it's always some fire. And then after a while, goes, you hear it, every once in a while, he passed the kitchen, but the fire all of a sudden goes to a higher mode. He said he opened it once, twice, took him eight times, open and close it, till the fire finally went high. That's the Achazma. Rabbi Neuberger Shlita suggested that in the modern thermostats, which are more sensitive, it goes on more quickly. I'm going to make everyone in this room a deputy. When you go home next time, if you're going for Thanksgiving dinner, Hanukkah, Suda, what are you going home for? Hang around the kitchen a little bit. What are you doing in the kitchen? The Rebbe asked me to come to the kitchen. And maybe when you'll see, you know, when you see what goes low and open it, see how many times it takes until the oven goes on with your newfangled oven that you have probably, your oven that probably newer than Rebbe Eidegger. What do you think?
Electric.
You don't have a gas oven at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a gas oven at all, then you can't help it.
Oh, they have fans also.
It's a different story. You have an old, who has a regular gas oven in his house? Only one? Oh, yeah. Four people. Good. What? No regular gas oven. That's gas. The pilot light, this. Okay, so we have a few people. I'll try to do it myself as well and see how long it takes. Because it's a halacha l'maaseh. I think it's what is still based on Rabbi Eider's experiment. And Rabbi Neuberger would suggest maybe facts have changed. We already saw in earlier the thermostats and fridge, the new analog or digital ones are more sensitive, so maybe the new ovens here are also more sensitive. But we'll see later. It's miyad, maher, or lachazman, the three different levels we spoke about before. I don't know. It's shown it to you. So if Shlomo Zalman is making on this particular shayla. Again, the question of maher, what it means, I don't know exactly. Rabosa, let us go to the following discussion. I want to share a tshuva with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has two consecutive tshuvas to distinguish between two otherwise we would think identical cases. One is maker, one is mafka. What is there back to back? Back to back mash. Take a look. Microphone. To use a microphone on Shabbos? Who has ever been in a shul, an Orthodox shul, would use a microphone on Shabbos? Yes,
sir.
Washington, D.C.?
No. Oh, wait, in
Nashville,
Smith?
Yeah. Okay,
then a microphone.
No?
In Montreal.
Montreal.
That's
unfortunate. Has an P.S. a microphone?
I don't know now. Years ago, there was a microphone hanging. Yeah. Not holding. Hanging.
Was it also hanging?
No. When it went up to the podium.
Really? Okay. So, Rav Moshe, Poshut Sha'asur. Poshut. 1969. Was that? A good answer, Rabbanim said it's asur. There are men who don't know, right? You have to tell them why it's not allowed. Even the Gedolim and Torah say it's allowed. It's still not allowed. Why is it not allowed? Two Chashashim Daraisa and two Vare Yisrim Darabonim. Look, Rav Moshe says amazing things. You should know, he says, at the call on the microphone, einenu kol adam atzmo. It's not the person's voice. Ela shemedaber nase roshim al shelcha shel who? Havara osav shom umashenishmu kol ha-havara. What's a havara? An echo. It's a chashash yisur daraisa. The mashen diburo nase roshim beis amokam ba-microphone. Avshen teksiva. It's a chashash malacha. Make a new kol rum, like it hurts. Maybe it's makam patish, maybe it's bona. I'm not sure what malacha it is. But it's a chashash yisur daraisa, even though it's not boro. But as you can see, it's not boro. A chashash daraisa.
Well, that's so many microphones, because that's
good. That's going to be the groma again, the same problem. If you like groma, yeah, an old story. Next. If you speak into the mic, there's more koach electri, chashmali. So you are increasing the amount of electri. Okay? Therefore, when you use it, you mishtamish with more electricity. Chashash isa daraisa, even if no havara. Why? Doesn't say why. I don't know why. If it's more havara, in Con Edison, we spoke about that last week, mainly. If no havara, why? Chashash. Then he has the two real reasons. What are the two real reasons over here? Avsha milsa, like a mill, people are going to be, it's kind of a maris ayin, based on the Gemara we spoke about a while ago, Shabbos Tafid Ches, and klei shir. So it's two real reasons, for sure, the Rabbanan, two chashashas daraisa. He signs his name, borrow it to us to be Shabbos, signs his name. Fine. Don't take a job there. Now pay hay. Someone comes to him and says, Rebbe, what do you do about a hearing aid? A hearing aid. Look at this. Same year. Look at this. Chof Beis Menachem Av. Let's go back to the first one. What was the first date? Another children. Yudal Menachem Av. They're 8 days apart. You're telling me the microphone is no good. What's with the hearing aid? Which is in trouble, right? Nope. Not the same as the microphone. We are Mekel. Even though we have some microphones. We had four reasons. What's the reason? The first reason of the microphone, what are you afraid about? What are you afraid about? Electricity, right? That's Maris Ayin. That only applies to what's heard by the rabbi. It's a loud voice, Avshemils, like a watermill. Okay. And Klei Shir, we said before, Abosai, is if it's loud. Here it's not loud at all. So therefore the two Yisurim Berurim by the microphone, neither applies to a hearing aid. That masks him 1,000%. How's he going to add the other problems? The chashash d'oraisis that you have by a microphone, how's he going to sneak out of these? I chashashas, shemei melacha, that what? That's not the same voice. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yisurim in the hearing aid is the same way. Look, he says, I'm not sure with us in the first place. All of a sudden, he's going the other way. What malacha is it over here? I can't say for sure. So for a chol or tzaros gadol, I'm not sure it's usher. And in this kind of a machine, he doesn't think it's a different voice, which is scientifically, I don't think it's true. So therefore, okay. The second one, using more, a different kind of a voice, using electricity. Yeah, I'm not so sure it's first in the first place. Ain't watch this now. All of a sudden, he's a different tune. Ain't a yisur borer. Viaflo Suffolk Borough. All of a sudden went down two notches. Okay? And in this kind of machine, I don't think it applies. So therefore, Malcolm Cholet Saragadol, he's Megill. If you understand, he's threading the needle over here. The microphone is Eish Lahova, it's Osir. For two reasons, Shoshoma, the Rabban, two Chashashas, the Raisa. Came to the mic, to the hearing aid. All of a sudden, it's the other way around. Other way around. I shouldn't be able to speak to you.
Right.
Let's take a look at Aruch Shabbos. As he suggests, it's a possibility. You can't speak to him. Yeah. I'm not kidding around. Let's see what we're holding. On page Ayin Gimel. Look what he says. Which way am I going? Oh, I'm going the right way? I'm going the wrong way. I'm sorry. I'm going the wrong way. Here we go. What's going on? Page. I'm not sure if I am base. Hold on a second. 1 minute, please. Let's try Ayin Dal, maybe. Which way am I going? I can't solo which way I'm going. Mach Shashmir. Nechlu Polskis Maneinu. Imutu Ladabi Bishabas, Ladam Shesh Lombi Oslo, Mach Shir Shmir. Yet Ostrim. V'yesh matirim, who's who? Well, Yashiv says, Asur, I told him, Asur, can't look at someone's hearing aid. Rabbi Yashiv's always known for his consistency, no matter what, right? He goes in his heart. Hadibu magbis hazer machashmal, hadezeh nishmal kol. What about tefillah? And there's a shul that someone has a hearing aid. That's okay. Why? The Baal Tefillah is using a loud voice, both on Kloli and Atzibur. So what? And the Lo Mevin. You notice the guy with the hearing aid right near you. He's the price there right near you. He wants to be able to hear a voice. Hadlevu Shemez Advar Memela. Eina Malachim Yisyaches Es El Baal Tefillah. Chidish Nifla Menorah. Chidish Nifla. We'll see Rabbi Yashav Gadafak. We'll see Yaksiyah tomorrow. Shir. Okay? What if I want to be mote to you? If I want to speak to Reuven and Shimon nearby has a hearing aid, has a psikreish lo nichale. But if it's nichale by Baal Tefillah, it's worse. That's what he wrote in his book. But we heard about Peh, the minute to be made by Baal Tefillah. Oh, why is it? One guy walked in here and stopped shul. Services are over.
Can't talk in a room.
It's wild. We had close revelation. So I said, Machlekes Gedolei HaPoskim on this the Kula. On this the Kula. Oh.
Not even a baby monitor.
I'm against baby monitors. For that reason, it's not so necessary. I don't think he has baby monitors. Shlomo Zalman says, we saw this a long time ago, the Shinuyim in the hearing aid are regular Kimeim Rei, split second. It's not called bone, even it's called the Chazanish. Especially if it hurts your ears and it's on all the time. It's the same thing. We spoke about this. He says you're allowed to go like this. That was his chiddush. But Kavachon is speaking something like that. Now the question on both sides is, and we're out of time to really discuss it, is the following shadow. It's going to impact on this also. You ever walk on your street and find you walk somewhere the light goes on? There's security devices. You walk there, all of a sudden a bright light goes on. Ever happened to you? You happened in Chicago? Light goes on when you walk in front of someone's house? Nothing? Yes or no?
Always.
So what are you doing, Shabbos?
You guys know what Shabbos is. And, like, I know where they got away. I'm not really sure. I met with my friends.
What will happen if four guys put in the thing and you're blocked out? You can always cross the street, but if they put a...
Turn a lot of lights on.
You do it in Lawrence?
Certain place. Well,
you turn the lights on, you sure it's Lonichale?
I don't care if some lights is like
that. People prefer walking the light than walking in the dark.
We have street lights.
I also have street lights.
But the light is really by the door of the house, so it really doesn't affect you when you walk by and turn back.
The question will be, when do these lights go on? When I'm walking in the sidewalk, when I get close to the house?
When you walk on the sidewalk.
Depends on the
even the sidewalk, right? That's the problem. If you walk in the gutter, still goes on?
No.
Then walk in the gutter. But it's a shiko sakana. Cars go.
A lot of those are LED.
LED? Check it out. I'm told they're not LED. They're like stadium lights. Like you know, maybe they're sodium lights. They're sodium lights that could be the same as LED. We'll check that out. Check out the facts. We'll have to check out the halacha about sodium lights. We'll have to stop right out of time. You can either daven mincha now or you can daven mincha 1:30 downstairs. What do you prefer? Who prefers now? Everyone wants to stay? Okay. Give me a second.